Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cock, lock, hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, I mentioned that in this series Combat, there's an episode where a Nazi collaborator, a doctor, fed information to the Nazis, and as a result, his fellow villagers were killed by the Nazis. You know, they wanted to know who was causing problems for the Nazis, and this doctor, who was a Frenchman in the village, ratted out his fellow villagers. Well, when the tides changed a little bit, the villagers, the French foreign resistance, or the French resistance, I should say, had their way with this doctor and his lifestyle of being well-fed during a period of starvation came to an abrupt halt. And I live in the Wild West. Okay? There's just not much here that, in terms of infrastructure. There's no police in the town. It's an unincorporated town. It's still the Wild West. And 120 years ago or so, maybe a little over 120 years ago, here in Missouri, in Kansas, in Oklahoma, and other states, the Wild West, there was cattle rustlers. And they would literally steal other people's cattle. And they would take advantage of the hard work of their neighbors, the villagers, the ranchers, the cattle farmers. And the cattle farmers had grown tired of it very quickly. And what they did was they'd hang cattle thieves. Cattle rustlers were hung. The villagers would do it. They'd hang the criminals, and eventually the criminals got the idea that it's really painful when you get caught. So the villagers took it into their own hands. That is where we are headed, in my opinion. Of course, disclaimer, I'm not advocating it. It's clear as day to me that's where we're going. We're going down the road where the legal system isn't working all so well, right? So people are going to say, you know what, it takes too long. Yeah. So they're going to take care of it themselves.
Here in Victoria,
yeah,
because of what I call the Coco Loco virus, they have decided to shut down jury trials until further notice. So there is no legal system here in Victoria until further notice. It's really interesting that, because I can think of at least one person who I would love to see in the docks on charges of high treason. And that's dictator Daniel Andrews. And I'm not the only one here. He's almost universally hated. That is the... Nobody likes him. What do you think of Daniel Andrews? And it's just hostility towards him. I get nobody... Literally nobody coming up to me, you know, when we're out in public on the rare occasions when I go into town, you know, for maybe a bit of supermarket shopping or to get some supplies or whatever, or pay a bill. Maybe I'll get somebody say, oh, well, you know, I'm not really going to say too much there. But most of the people, it's outright hostility towards him. He is not, he's hated. It's not just that he's not well liked. He's hated. And that's almost universal. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say, oh, yeah, we think he's a good guy, he's just doing his best, blah, 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 blah. That just doesn't happen, okay? So you see the polls say, oh, about half of Victorians like him, they think he's doing a good job and all the rest of it. I don't know who these people are, but they don't live around here. That is for sure. You know, what you were saying about cattle rustlers was true, because in one of my previous incarnations, I was a highway woman, and my husband Archie was my partner in crime in that life, and his name was called Ralph Chaplin, and my name was called Lady Catherine Ferris, and we didn't know our names. When we were doing the past life regression work, we did the past life regression work from 1998 to 2003, and I only found out about Lady Catherine and Ralph Chaplin in 2018. So I had this big window of time where I didn't have a clue who we were, but I had this information that we'd gained in our past life regression work. And what happened to Ralph Chaplin was he was hung from a tree because, you know, he tried to rob someone, and this someone's friends managed to surround him and overwhelm him, and they hung him from a tree on the side of the road. And a short period after that, in that life, I was shot during a bungled robbery of a cattle wagon. So a farmer's wagon being pulled by a couple of oxen, and there was apparently, I read in the history books, that I shot the driver of the cattle wagon, and he had two passengers in the back, and at least one of them had a firearm. And I saw the firearm at the last minute. I turned the horse to flee. But they shot me, and I bled to death on the way home, and I fell off my horse dead at the entrance to my secret chamber that I had underneath my manor house. And I still have the scars from that past life death wound. And it looks exactly like a bullet wound. And I also have internal liver scars as well. So I know that what you're saying is true, because it happened to me and it happened to Archie. We were highwaymen, and Archie in that life was shot, and I was hung. Oh, sorry, Archie was hung, sorry, in that life, and I was shot. And that was the villagers deciding that they'd had enough of us, and deciding that they wanted rid of us. They didn't know our identity, but they decided that, you know, that they wanted to be able to travel freely. And there's karma there as well. You know, but that, you're absolutely right. That happened. It was normal for that to happen. Because in that day, in England, they did have a police force, but it was pretty ineffective. And, you know, it wasn't very organized, and they mostly just arrested people if they didn't look too dangerous. Oh, hang on, that's the same thing that happens now. Sorry, it's a bit of a sarcastic comment, but that's actually how it goes here in Victoria. They're very fond, the Victoria police are very fond of bashing up, you know, ladies walking down the road, and little old ladies sitting on park benches, and they're very fond of arresting pregnant women in their own homes, you know, because they decide that they're going to post on Facebook that they're organising a public march in their local park, you know. I don't see them going out and getting the likes of, oh, I've said this before, the likes of Mick Gatto and Roberta Williams. These are prominent local gangsters for people in other parts of the world. And I don't see them giving the Hells Angels a bad time.
Okay, so how about this, Gwyneth? How about this? Our son and I were walking down our road, and we each had a 5-gallon bucket. And this vehicle stopped and said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "We're picking up trash." "Oh." And then went on her way. She was surprised that we had a five-gallon bucket and we were picking up trash that other people threw out their windows on our dirt road. Now, the question I have for the class is, when was the last time you saw your mayor, your governor, your banker, your police officers, your city councilmen or women picking up trash? When?
Never.
Never. And never. Here's another thing. Right, never. Here's another thing. About 30 years ago, I was in Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, and I was at a gas pump. And I was pumping gas, and on the other side of the gas pump, another guy was pumping gas. And he pulled in, and I saw that, you know, I had Virginia tags on our vehicle, and he had an Arkansas tag. And pretty much no one even knew where Arkansas was, you know, before the 1990s. But when William Jefferson Blythe Clinton ran for president, then people said, "Arkansas, I've heard of it, but where is it?" Okay? I'm not exaggerating, class. Arkansas was an unknown. Literally. Nothing happened in Arkansas that made the news. Well, I said to this guy, "So what do you think? What do you think about Bill Clinton running for president? You're from Arkansas. What do you think about that?" He said, "We are delighted that he's running for president. And we hope he wins so we can get him out of Arkansas."
Yeah.
That is the polite way of getting rid of a blight. Okay? You get him out of town and he still gets to live. But that's not going to be the case every time going forward. And it's not the case every time in history. People saw the oppression and they eventually, you know, the men. It was the men who would, because ladies were polite back then. Ladies didn't get involved. It's not that it was just a men's club. It's just that the men were the guys that drove their own cattle and protected their ranches and farms, and that's what they did. They were the heads of households. And Gwyneth, I'm sure, would fit in just perfectly with these guys back then. But they took care of business, and they didn't like being taken advantage of. They didn't like having the bad guys in the village steal their cows. That was a capital crime, and they were executed. And I really feel that we're real close to that kind of thing happening again. Not by the state. Not sanctioned by the state saying that we have the right to execute people. I'm talking about the villagers saying, "We don't care what the state says." I think it's coming. Gwyneth, when we come back, do you think it's coming? Do you think it's right around the corner? Do you think that the violence is going to escalate in, around 7 weeks, a little less than 7 weeks, when the selection is made here in the United States? And do you think that regardless of who wins, whether it be Jumpin' Joe, the plagiarist, or Donald J. Trump, regardless of who wins, the violence will escalate and spread across the globe.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps
heatable neck pillows and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, here is a definition of a vigilante. It's someone who takes the law into his or her own hands by trying and or punishing another person without any legal authority. In the 1800s, groups of vigilantes dispensed what they called frontier justice by holding trials of accused horse thieves, cattle rustlers, and shooters, and then promptly hanging the accused if convicted. That's vigilante justice. I see that coming back. Gwyneth, do you see that coming back? And do you see an escalation of violence right after the election or selection in the United States and the spreading of it, the violence across the globe?
Yeah, I do. The Democrats have quite bluntly said that even if Donald Trump wins, they are not going to accept the fact that he won. They're going to burn some cities down. That's what they have openly said, right up to that woman who thinks that she's the second in charge. Nancy Pelosi, I believe her name is. She thinks that she's second in line to Donald Trump, and she kind of ignores the presence of Mike Pence, you know. But the thing is, even if they win, they're still going to burn cities down. And Alex Jones said recently on his show that if Jumping Joe, the pedophile plagiarist Biden, wins, then he fully expects to be executed in short order. He said that on his radio show. And I think that he's probably right, and that he's ready to face that. But if they do that...
Wait, who would be executed?
Alex Jones said on his radio show recently, within the last week, that if Joe Biden gets selected to be the president, that he fully expects to be executed shortly thereafter. He said that on his radio show.
You mean Alex Jones expects to be executed? Is that...
Yeah, Alex Jones.
Are you saying Alex?
Alex Jones expects to be executed shortly after if Joe Biden is elected president. And if that happens, God forbid if that happens, I like Alex Jones. I think that 99% of what he has to say is right on the money. But if that happens, you can guarantee that is going to throw rocks in the most monumental hornet's nest that you have ever seen. And you will see all of the liberty-minded people in this country explode like hornets if that happens. That will be, if they are stupid enough to do that, that will be the straw that breaks the camel's back. That on its own. And, but, you know, that's just one example of how it could happen. And like I say, I really hope that doesn't happen, because it's a possibility. And he said on his own radio show, on air, heard by millions and millions of people, that he fully expects that to happen and he's ready for it, you know, and he will go down fighting. But even if they attempt that sort of thing and fail, then you can expect, like I say, not advocating this, but I'm just saying this is how I can see the cow eating the cabbage, that's going to upset a few people, and they're going to get very, very angry about that, and that they're going to take it out on people within their communities. That's how I can see that going down. You know,
let's talk about,
you cut the stake, you're headed for a civil war.
Well, I think we're already in a civil war combined with an American Revolution. It's just the beginning skirmishes of it. Yeah,
really, well, hot. We're going to go into the really hot phase of it.
Here's what the other team doesn't understand. That there may be a pact of cooperation among the alternative broadcasters. There may be a pact that they don't understand. We may all be sticking together. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An NFL legend has died.
The rookie of the year, Gale Sayers, 61 mercurial yards. Give the lead to the Bears.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame confirming that Gale Sayers passed today at the age of 77. Sayers burst onto the scene with Chicago's Bears in 1965, scoring 22 touchdowns in his rookie season. Injuries cut his career short, but that didn't stop him from becoming a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1977. The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's casket now at the U.S. Supreme Court. Ginsburg, who died Friday, will lie in repose at the court today. On Friday, her body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, making her the first woman to ever receive that honor. The president says he'll announce a nominee to fill her vacancy on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
President Trump continuing to place the blame on China for the U.S. hitting 200,000 coronavirus deaths. The president yesterday calling the milestone a shame, adding the number could have been over 2 million, though, if the response hadn't been done properly. U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams speaking today about the grim milestone and how to prevent more deaths in the future. He spoke on Good Morning America on ABC.
Everyone, politics aside, wear a mask if you can't stay more than 6 feet from other people. Watch your distance and make sure you're washing your hands as frequently as you can, because the way we all come out of this is by doing our part.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says he has not authorized the activation of the Kentucky National Guard ahead of an announcement in the Breonna Taylor case. Governor Beshear saying yesterday that it's reasonable to believe the announcement about possible charges against the police officers involved in the deadly drug raid gone wrong is coming soon after the city declared a state of emergency. And scientists at NASA say an asteroid the size of a school bus will zoom past the planet tomorrow. The asteroid is believed to be between 15 and 30 feet long. Scientists say it will travel about 13,000 miles near the Earth at its closest point. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Watch it.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Now, we just heard the bottom of the hour news about an asteroid that's going to do a flyby about 13,000 miles up tomorrow, about the size of a school bus. That's not very far away, 13,000 miles. And asteroids are really, really dense, so they weigh a lot for their physical size. And how fast do they fly by? Between 18 and 20,000 miles an hour. It's really fast. So if one of these were to hit a city, it'd probably demolish it. Even a small one the size of a school bus. Probably destroy a city. Just wanted to make mention of that. Gwyneth, back to you.
Okay, yeah. So I expect that there is going to be, within the next 6 to 8 weeks, hot civil war breaking out in the United States, and I believe that it will spread to other parts of the world, including and especially Victoria, because there's a lot of people here who have simply had enough. And I've said this on the broadcast before, but I will say it again. And once again, we're not advocating that people do anything. We're just pointing out facts. The most dangerous part of a human being is their mind, okay? Just because people don't have firearms, it doesn't mean that they're incapable of defending themselves. Because we didn't even have any firearms at all up until about 500 years ago. But people managed to kill each other for the previous, 5,500 years of human history without any firearms at all. And, you know, in the right person's hands, a piece of string is a deadly weapon. A piece of duct tape is a deadly weapon. A plastic bag's a deadly weapon. A pillow's a deadly weapon. Almost anything is a deadly weapon. An old shirt is a deadly weapon in the right hand. And then you get onto things like pitchforks and shovels and axes and hatchets and that sort of thing. They're all deadly weapons in the right hands. Okay? So, you know, people, the powers that think they are, think that they're not going to have a revolution simply because they've banned firearms. For one thing, as I mentioned earlier on in the broadcast, there's a lot of unregistered firearms out there in the community. People are very ingenious in manufacturing their own in difficult circumstances. That's another thing that's been proven over and over again, everywhere from Serbia, Kosovo, to New York City. I mean, in New York City, during the 1960s and 1970s, firearms were almost impossible for gang members to obtain, but that didn't stop them from manufacturing firearms from car aerials and car door locks. And they were called zip guns, okay? And they were generally 9mm. And these were 12, 13, 14, and 15-year-old children were doing this, and they were manufacturing these zip guns out of car antennas, and they were having gang wars with them. And they were stealing 9mm ammunition, usually, or getting people to get it from places where it was obtainable and, you know, doing this sort of thing. You will never, ever stop people from using deadly force against each other. And that is what constitutes a war. Wars don't even have to involve firearms at all, and most of the wars in the history of the whole world haven't involved firearms because firearms were only invented 500 years ago. This is it. And people forget this, you know. So if the people who think they run the show think that they're going to stop us from having a war because they've, quote-unquote, taken our guns off us, they've got another thing coming because there's a lot of people out there here in Victoria who have a Ned Kelly mindset and who have a Eureka Stockade mindset. That's simply how it is. That is the culture of this place. And I think, my personal opinion is that that's why they chose Victoria for this massive lockdown, because there's also a lot of Kath and Kims out there, you know. That's a TV series. It originally came from Victoria, from Melbourne, and it was poking fun at the kind of upper middle class airhead woman that unfortunately populates large sections of Melbourne, you know, and their simp husband. And simp is short for simpering. And if anyone wants to know what simpering means, look it up in a dictionary or go and type it into your favorite search engine. Type in the word S-I-M-P into a search engine and or simpering, and you'll see what a simp is. It's a weak man who thinks that he is made a better man by pandering to woman instead of being a man, you know, and actually really standing up against bad things. He picks something that is politically, what he thinks politically correct or politically popular, and pretends to defend some woman against, you know, some perceived infringement on her, and then makes a big deal out of it with the hope of getting in her good graces. And if people think that simps have just been around for the last few years, they've been around forever. They've been around since the dawn of time. And in the English language, we've had the word simpering probably for about the last 600 or 700 years, at least. So that's nothing new. But the simps and the Kath and Kims, the sort of upper middle class airhead hairstyle and fingernail woman that I'm sure we all know, they will generally fold and they will collapse in a heap because they don't know what to do. They've never had any hardship in their life. They're not tough and they don't know how to really stand up for themselves, and they've got no backbone. Okay? And I think that the Victorian that Daniel Andrews and his ilk have made a huge mistake in thinking that every Victorian is a simp or a Kath and Kim type, okay? And, you know, that's just not how it is. And it's certainly not how it is in country Victoria, because in the early days of Australia, country Victoria was Bushranger Central, you know, and even into the modern day, modern Melbourne, the Australians have a saying, okay, that when the people from Sydney wanted somebody to be assassinated, they would go to Melbourne and hire a hitman. That was the saying that they had, because the Melbourne gangsters were absolutely notorious. And what I'm waiting for is I'm waiting for the Melbourne gangsters to begin getting fed up and to decide that they have had enough and to figure out what they ought to do about it and to maybe begin to make some allies among the ordinary population of Melbourne, because Melbourne is positively infested with the underworld community. It's the Chicago of Australia. That's how much underworld activity there is in Melbourne. And I know that they hate the Victoria Police. Even those who in the past have made deals with the Victoria Police, in the last year, they have become so hacked off with the Victoria Police that they were just about ready to, they actually published in the newspapers that they were about ready to go and seek some justice against certain senior Victoria Police officers. Okay? That's what they said. And in public, they said that in public, and it was recorded in the public press, in the newspapers. Okay? And, you know, this is it. I'm waiting for them to decide that they've had enough and that they are going to start, you know, just not taking it anymore. You know, I think that that is, in Melbourne, that's where it will come from. Because I know that they are a well-armed community. And this is just my wargaming here. I don't know anything. I'm not organizing anything. I'm just saying that this is how I can see, like I said, this is how I think the cow will eat the cabbage. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah. Gwyneth, you mentioned the word zip, Z-I-P. And, yeah, there were zip guns that were manufactured on the East. They were manufactured by individuals who wanted firearms that probably couldn't get them. And so when you mentioned it, I typed in the word zip space gun, and I clicked on images. You might want to try this, class. Go to your favorite search engine. Hopefully it's not Google. DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo.com. And type in the word zip space gun and click on images, and you will see all kinds of homemade guns. And I'm looking at one that kind of amazing. Somebody figured this out. They took an air chisel. Now, for, 40 years, I've had a Craftsman air chisel. So, for example, let's say I want to remove a muffler. It's all rusty. I can't get it off. Take this air chisel, you hook it up to an air hose, and it has a chisel that is an impact. It goes bang, 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 bang. And it hammers away at the pipe you're trying to cut. And if I have a rusty nut and I can't get it off, I just tap it on the side with this air chisel with a flat point instead of a chisel, and it loosens the nut. Well, there are images of people who've converted that kind of a tool into a pistol. There are other people who have converted a piece of pipe into a pistol. You will not believe the images of these homemade guns. So if you think that any legislation is going to prevent people from making their own guns, I suggest you do a search on zip guns, and you'll see all kinds of guns. There are people who have taken automatic center punches. I've got one. Like if I want to drill a hole in a piece of metal, I take this automatic center punch, I put it exactly where I want to put a dimple in a piece of metal, press it down, it's spring loaded, it goes pop, and it puts a depression in the metal, and the drill bit doesn't slide off that. Well, there are those things that have been converted into pistols. I'm not saying you should do it. It's really darn dangerous. You may kill yourself.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender. Not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, I was looking up Saturday night specials, and that's a term for a real cheap gun that is really dangerous. And then I looked up a pistol, a double barrel pistol, percussion cap pistol. I was at a flea market, and there's a guy selling this thing. It's, you know, it didn't work. It was floppy and dangerous, but it's an example of a double barrel pocket pistol, if you will. Well, maybe a 6-inch barrel, and I don't even know where it is right now, but I bought it, and it was from the 1840s, maybe the 1830s. And so people have been making, without modern machinery, guns for well over 100 years. So don't think that people are not going to resort to making their own as this country spirals down the drain. Robert in Kansas, welcome.
Morning, Vincent. Hello, Gwyneth. I wanted to, as a millennial, and then I'm involved politically with movements, younger people too, Zoomers and stuff. I want to give my definition of what I understand it, the word simp, to actually mean from our point of view that I can gather. And it means the word sympathy. It's short for sympathy, is how we see it. And it's a man who believes that women are equal to men, or that women should have rights. And that's how we see it.
Okay. It's just that they, from what I've seen, because, I mean, I get my information from my 17-year-old teenage son, basically watching the videos that he watches from time to time. And I got the impression that it came from the word simpering, which has been a word that's been in the English language, like I said, for at least 700 or 800 years. And simpering has always meant a man that offers fake sympathy in order to get into the good graces of woman. Okay.
A weakness.
It's like a fake chivalry There is such a thing as genuine chivalry, and I really, really admire genuine chivalry. I think that genuine chivalry is a very good thing, but there is a difference between genuine chivalry and simpering behavior, meaning that in the old days, if you were a genuinely chivalrous man and a woman's honor had been impinged, then you might challenge whoever it was who had dishonored this woman. You might challenge him to a duel. Now, that was a matter of life and death, literally, and you didn't do it lightly. And you could duel with pistols, or you could duel with swords, or you could duel with various other weapons. You know, I think there was a long dueling dagger as well that was sometimes used. But that was an aspect of genuine chivalry, okay? It was standing up for the rights of women, and especially when they had their honor impinged. But there has always been as well that kind of fake chivalry or simpering behavior, okay? And that is, from what I gather, is what is being conveyed in the word simp, okay, is a kind of fake chivalry, where if there were, ever was any real genuine dangerous threat to the simp, that they would probably pretty quickly back down. Whereas if it was a genuinely chivalrous man, there was a woman who was genuinely getting a bad time, and it was a genuinely chivalrous man, it wouldn't matter to him if the guy who was giving this woman a bad time was 6'4" and he was 5'3". He would stand in that guy's face and he would say, "No, you leave her alone." Okay, now that is genuine chivalry. Okay, but I don't see a lot of that these days. Unfortunately, I wish I saw more of it, because
they made it illegal, Gwyneth. They make it illegal to be a man now. It's pretty much you get arrested if you're a man, for real.
Well,
that's what it's like here. I'm sure it's the same in Australia.
This is exactly what we're talking about. We need to decide if we're going to do what's legal or if we're going to do the right thing. Because so much of what is legal these days is actually the wrong thing to do, you know?
Absolutely.
If you want to color inside the lines of all their laws, you've almost got to give up your moral character. And I'm not happy to do that. So I'm sort of saying, I can hear the music, but I would just like to say this. This is like a personal saying of mine. I came up with it. You should be outlaw enough to never be a victim, but righteous enough to never be a problem. And I think that everybody should be like that. And if everybody was like that, I think that the world would have a whole lot less problems.
Right. We're out of time.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.